right now, we'll study some other time. And it's right there in the text. If you read it, people won't study Scripture. I did it because I feared God. I didn't trust Him, and I didn't love Him. I feared that if I didn't, He'd come and squash me like a little tomato. People, that isn't what God wants. God wants your love. God wants your faith. God wants you to trust Him. That's what God is looking for. Yes. Absolutely.
It's almost like a self-fulfilling prophecy. What he feared the most for God to do, if he didn't do it, God did it even though he
yeah,
didn't.
And that's what really distorted him, disoriented. He didn't understand. This is not the way things are supposed to be. I've been good, and now bad things are happening to me. You're not doing your right, your part, God, and that's why he became very angry at God, and then very disoriented with God, and then hated his own being. But everything just started falling apart for him. And this is what happens, and it will. People who work for God, it's a wonderful thing to reach that point where you just, everything isn't working. You've been doing all of this, and it isn't working.
You think the majority of the list people eventually will
crack.
And they'll either
become hardened in this, Hebrews 6,
or they'll
return in Christ. Go back to this.
And even if they're hardened, they still have a relationship.
They still have a relationship. That's never gone. That's never gone. But what? Just a rough journey and no fellowship. It's like a lot of people go through marriage, and marriage is hell. Their marriage is hell all through their life. How unfortunate. They don't have good sex. They don't have a good time.